Live from the HananiahAutos.com studio, this is Jaguars Thursday, driven with SunPass. Driven with SunPass. JP Shadrick, Jeff Loggeman, and Tony Baselli bring you the latest Jaguars news and what's happening around the NFL. Jaguars Thursday is brought to you by Baptist Health and Everbank.
Touchdown, Jacksonville!
Jaguars Thursday, driven with SunPass, begins right now.
And welcome inside the HananiahAutos.com studio at Everbank Field. Jaguars Thursday, driven with SunPass. JP Shadrick, Tony Baselli, Jeff Loggeman, plenty to get to tonight. A big trade in the National Football League in the division. We'll break down that situation and how that affects, yes, this draft, but years down the line, too, in the division. That could change some things around. Rasheen Mathis retiring from the National Football League, a celebration earlier this week at Everbank Field. And, there we go. Plenty to get to tonight, and a mock draft. We're going to go through all 31 first-round picks tonight. I'm going to take a pick.
Wait a minute, I thought there were 32 teams.
There's 31 picks. Patriots got, remember.
Oh, the judge didn't give it back to the fans?
Nope.
So, that was pretty interesting that the fans actually, you know, sued to get the draft pick back, and the judge threw it out, considered it
shocking,
frivolous.
Yeah. Wow.
Or whatever you want to call it.
Is that a lawyer term?
Frivolous? I think it is.
It is.
They don't teach that in Alabama.
No, they don't.
I did stay at a Holiday Inn last night, so I can use those kind of terms. Frivolous.
Well done. So we'll go through all 31 picks. I'll make a pick. Tony will make a pick. Jeff will make a pick. We'll rotate through all the teams.
Who's going first?
I'm going to go first.
Well, who wrote the rules that you go first?
I wrote them.
Well, we got a lot to do, so why don't you shut up, JP, and let's go to it.
Let's start off with the big trade in the National Football League. Tennessee sent the number one overall pick plus a fourth and sixth round pick this year to the Rams in exchange for the 15th pick, 2 second round picks, and a third round pick this season. Also, the first and third round picks next year. It took a king's ransom to get it done, but the Rams do have the number one
pick.
Well,
supposedly the Redskins gave up more going back to the RG3 trade. But the Titans still, I think, made out like a bandit.
No doubt, right?
You know, I mean, the RG3 trade was just crazy. You know, and I remember kind of after it happened and RG3 had a really good rookie year, everybody's like, oh, that was a great trade for the Washington Redskins. And I'm going, wait a minute now. Let's slow down here. Let's not get a speeding pass. Now, time will tell if that was a good trade or not. It ended up not being a good trade. And the Rams are now on the other end of that. You know, and here's the thing. Les Snead, the general manager of the Rams, who has been there, and he was the one that orchestrated that trade, I believe, with the Washington Redskins, was not able to do anything with all those picks and that they got in exchange for the ability to the Redskins to draft RG3.
Yeah, you're right.
And now he's on the other end of that because he realized that all the picks in the world don't mean anything unless you got a quarterback. So I don't know which quarterback that they like in L.A. You've got a California kid in Goff, and then you've got Wentz up in North Dakota. And you're talking about big city, big lights there in Los Angeles. So it'll be interesting to see who they take.
I'll say this. I don't like to trade if I'm a Rams fan. I mean, first of all, I don't think there's a player that good. I don't have that much confidence in either quarterback that much to give up my entire draft in my first round or
you
next
gotta
year.
You got
to be sure. So they obviously do. To me, it's a move of desperation from a GM that probably says, I better find
He's on his last leg now.
I better find a quarterback because if I don't find a quarterback, I'm not going to be here to worry about next year.
Patience. He had a lot of patience in St. Louis because – you know, the owner's trying to move the team to L.A.
They weren't going
to
worry.
In they weren't going to do anything.
There's no patience in L.A. You better win or they're not showing up.
Yeah, now it's time to start producing for not only the general manager but the head coach as well.
So they'll have a new quarterback. They'll be on Hard Knocks 3 years from now. They'll be in a new stadium when the quarterback's really ready to perform in the NFL and it's all setting up.
And the Titans have 9 million draft picks now.
Yeah, that's the bad thing for the Jags in the AFC South.
Six picks in the first 70-something picks.
First 76 picks.
Wow. Wow, and you know, I know one general manager came out this week. I think it was Schneider, the general manager of the Seattle Seahawks, came out this week and said that this is the best draft, I think, since going back to, I believe it was 2010. So if there was ever a draft to have a lot of good picks in, which the Titans now have, maybe this is the draft to have him.
Well, I read somewhere today that the first 15 are elite players, they feel like, and then from 15 to 50, they're all good players. You can pick them out of a hat.
Another thing at Everbank Field this week, Rasheen Mathis retiring from the National Football League after 13 seasons, 10 with the Jaguars, 3 with the Detroit Lions, and a nice celebration earlier this week at Everbank.
Good to see him.
Is he the best? There was a debate earlier this week on Jaguars.com. Is he the best defensive player in Jags history?
He is not the most talented defensive player in Jaguar history. He is the most productive and best performing defensive players, which would make him the best player.
Yeah, because he had longevity. He's got the numbers.
He was a great player.
I think the other two that you would put in that mix, you know, Stroud, Darryl Smith.
Who is the most talented defensive player ever?
Tony Brackens.
By far.
I mean, there's no question. I mean, me and Tony saw Tony Brackens. If Tony Brackens loved the game of football, there's no telling how good he could have been. You know, but Tony was just – it was a hobby. It wasn't a passion. And there's nothing wrong with that.
And he was a good player.
He was a great player. You know, so.
But Rasheen Mathis is, in my opinion, the best defensive player ever to play for the Jaguars.
So. Yeah. I couldn't argue with that. I mean, just because, you know, the 10 years.
The next closest to me would be Marcus Stroud.
10 years, got the numbers, you know. See, Darryl Smith, to me, is right up there.
He'd be in the top three for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Darryl Smith is right up there. Darryl Smith, Tony Brackens, Rasheen Mathis, Marcus Stroud.
No, you John know? Henderson?
John had about a 2-year stretch that he was really good. I mean, I'm talking, there was one year in which it was, I'm trying to remember, it was Alan Faneca, and then there was another guard that was playing at an extremely high level at that time. And John Henderson ate them up like they were rag dolls. It was the most dominant two-game performance that I've ever seen, maybe out of a defensive lineman in Jaguars history. But it didn't happen all the time like that for John.
Yeah.
You know, and what kind of mood was John in? Did he play well? Did he not play well? You know, was he going to play well this week? You didn't know, you know. Whereas Marcus came to play every week, John had a couple, you know, like I said, had a couple game stretch in 1 year, 2 years that he was really good and damn near unblockable. Because he was just so strong. But the consistency for the length of time just wasn't there for John.
Yeah, Rasheen, great player. In my opinion, he'll be up in probably the Jaguars one day. He had a fabulous career. And
probably the best part about Rasheen was watching him grow. You know, I mean, much like Fred, you know, when Fred came in the league in 98, which was my last year, and then I had the ability, you know, through broadcasting to watch Fred grow as a man. Kind of the same thing with Rasheen. What was he, 03?
Yes.
03 draft class, second-round pick.
Bethune-Cookman.
And so 03 was my first year in the booth, so I got to watch Rasheen grow. And you watch how much he matured and how he became a man. He is one of my favorite players as far as where he started and where he's at now. And he's there's no more of a wonderful guy, man, to talk to than Rasheen. I really enjoyed talking with him. And he is passionate.
He's good.
About golf. No
Very doubt. Good player.
And the incredible full circle story, he first Jags memory he had was working the concession stands at Alltel Stadium and sneaking a peek.
That's pretty cool.
On the television. And then finished out his career in the National Football League. Plenty to get to tonight. We'll come back with a mock draft. Yes, me, Tony, Jeff. We'll go through all 31 picks in the first round.
It'll be mockery.
It will be. SunPass, a proud partner of the Jags. Use it to reach your goal. Whether that's the Gulf Coast, the Atlantic Coast, the Florida Keys, or even Georgia and North Carolina. SunPass, catch one today. This is Jaguars Thursday on Jaguars Radio.
Welcome back to the HananiahAutos.com studio. Jaguars Thursday, driven with SunPass, continues right now.
This portion of Jaguars Thursday is brought to you by your Southern Ford dealers. And don't miss your opportunity to meet wide receiver Allen Robinson next Saturday, April 23rd. It's at the Claire Lane Xfinity store at 11112 San Jose Boulevard. 1 to 3 p.m. Jacksonville, the Roar of the Jaguars will be there as well. Autographs, great prizes available. Xfinity X1 will change the way you experience TV. J.P. Shadrick, Jeff Lagerman, Tony Vaselli. By the way, the schedule set to be released tonight on NFL Network at 8 o'clock.
All right.
We know, of course, that week 4 is in London against Indy.
Yeah, that's already been
and
announced.
And week 5 is the bye week.
Yeah, that's good. I like the bye week.
You can imagine there are, you know, a couple of college games back-to-back in the middle of the schedule, Florida-Georgia and Navy-Notre Dame, that would likely be road situations for the team. That has been in the past, the way that works.
Right.
And I think the Tax Slayer Bowl is now on New Year's Eve this year, so who knows?
All right.
So do a little math there.
Yeah, New Year's Eve. What day of the week is New Year's Eve this year?
I don't know. It's April. I don't know what it is.
I figured you'd know that.
I can look it up.
Yeah.
So we'll see at 8 o'clock. Check out Jaguars.com. We'll have it on there as well. NFL Network has a big broadcast tonight. All right, let's get to it. This is going to be the Jaguars Radio Mock Draft. Get your pencils and your scorecard ready.
I got my pen ready.
Okay, because I'm going to go first.
You're picking first?
Yeah, because them's the rules. Tony goes second. Jeff, you're going to go third.
Okay.
And with the first overall pick in the 2016 Jaguars Radio Mock Draft, the Los Angeles Rams select Carson Wentz, quarterback, North Dakota State.
Now I can't take him?
Take
because
who?
I just selected him. The Rams. It's a draft. What is wrong with
you?
I'm
sorry. I thought we were each picking each team.
You're next.
I got you. Okay. I'm just – Listen, this is all sprung on me like 10 minutes before the show. I thought we were each.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, so okay, that changes my strategy.
Yeah, I guess it does.
Okay, the Browns will take Jared Goff.
You think they're going to take him?
Yeah.
You think they will?
They have to.
They'd be crazy not to.
Yeah.
All right, so San Diego's up next. And being that they've had serious offensive line issues over the years, and they have
an
aging quarterback, they would be stupid not to take Laremy Tunsil.
Great.
Third overall. We'll put Tunsil there in San Diego.
Okay.
Which be interesting. Where you got now, JP?
The Oakland
Dallas
Raiders.
Cowboys.
No, it's the Dallas Cowboys, you idiot.
It's not the Oakland Raiders.
It looks like an OAK from here, past the tarp and on the board over there.
It's a DAL.
DAL. Maybe I need to go to the optometrist.
Yeah, that might help.
The Dallas Cowboys. What are the Cowboys
This is the
need?
Easiest pick. I already know who they're going to pick.
Who are you going to pick? I'll trade it to you if you want.
No trade.
All right, pick for them.
No, because I want to pick the Jaguars.
Oh.
They're going to pick Miles Jack. They love him.
You think so?
Yeah, linebacker.
They love him.
We'll give him Jack then. All right, Dallas.
Jack. Everything you read, they're in love with him.
Yeah, but there's a lot to love. I mean, when you got a linebacker that can play linebacker, he can play nickel, and he can play corner, and he can play Otto and Leo. He's
valuable.
He can play
running back, too, if you really wanted to.
Yeah, he did
that,
too.
In college. So the big pick of this draft, the Jaguars at 5, Tony Boselli. Who you picking?
Jalen Ramsey.
Ramsey coming to the Jags in this mock draft.
It would not surprise me.
Because Jack's gone.
It would not surprise me, though, if they pick Buckner. But I think they'll go Ramsey.
I like DeForest Buckner now.
They go Ramsey.
I like him.
Ramsey.
Okay.
Well, if you wanted to build a defensive line, can you – I mean, just think, in 1 year from what you had last year, and then if you added a Buckner or – I mean, even a Bosa. I mean, if you added any of the defensive line prospects of the change that you've made from 1 year to the next, it'd be crazy. All right, so Baltimore Ravens?
Yes.
Is that mine?
Six. That's you, Jeff.
You know, they cut one outside linebacker, and they're not afraid of taking a defensive end and converting him to an outside linebacker. I think they take Joey Bosa.
All right. I think in that 3-4 they play, I think Buckner would be perfect.
Okay, so that leaves the San Francisco 49ers at 7, and you took my pick. So Shaq Lawson, Clemson, defensive end.
Way too high for him.
Way too high. That's awful.
Hey, it's my pick.
I know it is.
I know, but you're making us all look bad. I mean, that's idiotic. Philly.
Who you got, Eagles?
There is no telling who Philly's going to take. I'm going to go.
You got Buckner.
I'm going. Philly is going to take Ezekiel Elliott.
Hold on. What? I thought Buckner was gone.
No.
I wanted Buckner.
Too late. Card's in.
Oh, come on. You were talking about Buckner so much, I thought you picked him.
No. You're an idiot.
What is wrong with y'all?
Oh, you're
something wrong with the both of y'all.
You're crazy.
This is stupid. This is a bad idea.
Philly's going with Elliott because they traded.
So it's my turn now?
I don't know.
Mike Smith is just beside himself in Tampa Bay because Buckner is available.
And somehow JP took Shaq Lawson.
And he has grabbed Dirk Cutter by the collar and said, if you don't draft this guy for me, I quit.
Okay.
They take DeForest Buckner.
Of course.
I think they take Ronnie Stanley.
Well,
because they're going to try to protect their franchise quarterback they've invested all that money in.
Well, the New York Giants will select Ronnie Stanley from Notre Dame, the offensive tackle.
Good pick.
Thank you.
Chicago
Bears, Tony.
Boy, what does Chicago need besides everything?
Everything.
Chicago Bears. Who are the Chicago Bears corners? Does anyone know?
They don't really have. Remember, 2 years ago, they had the
Peanut.
Guy. Huh?
Peanut Tillman.
They had Peanut Tillman, Charles Tillman. And then they had the very small defensive back, the corner that was actually in Indianapolis for a while. And I'm trying to remember his name, and I can't remember his name. So they're in transition at defensive back.
I'm going to go Vernon Hargraves.
Hargraves going to the Bears, huh? Okay, Jeff, who you got with the New Orleans Saints?
Well, they got a good draft pick at wide receiver last year. They're definitely delinquent on defense, but they have stacked up the draft picks lately. How about Laquon Treadwell? You're going to give another weapon to Drew Brees.
Wow.
I think they might go Jack. They might go Jack Conklin, the offensive tackle from Michigan State. They lost their right tackle, Shreve at their right tackle, getting old, and he'd be a good right tackle. But
yeah, you can always fill the right tackle though.
Yeah.
Let's see who's next. The Miami Dolphins at number 13 overall, and we'll go Darren Lee, Ohio State linebacker. How about that?
I don't see that.
All right. Oakland Raiders.
At 14. We'll get to 15 and we'll take a timeout and come back and do the rest. Clock's ticking.
Well, they reached on a corner that didn't work out. The kid from Houston, I can't think of his name right now, that had the heart issues. And he's been just average. They got a good defensive front. They got good pass rush. I'm going to go with Eli Apple, the cornerback from Ohio State.
Yeah, he was in the building here last week. And you've got the Tennessee, or at 15 now, it's the Tennessee Titans.
Tennessee Titans, well, they need everything. Defensive line certainly would help them a lot. Louisville has a pretty good one, and Sheldon Rankins. How about that?
Okay, Sheldon Rankins.
By the way, he played all over the place for Louisville.
This is such a stupid process.
He was an,
we are just pulling
an end, a defensive tackle.
Well, we got to do it this week. You're not going to be here.
No,
next
it's
week.
Great. I like it, but it just what makes me realize.
Now, here's the thing, though:
these mock drafts around the country that people do are so dumb.
It's this is going to be like though. It's going to be like the NCAA Men's Final Four. Now, you know what? Maybe we hit it big.
Oh no, we got to save this because we got to compare it to what actually happened.
Yeah, right, we'll take a photograph and off the big board there.
Yeah.
We'll come back.
I wonder if the 49ers are going to call JP and ask about Shaq Lawson at that number seven pick.
Yeah. Buckner slipped me up there. We'll come back in a moment and finish up the mock draft, or we'll go around the league a little bit later tonight as well. Republic Services is the undisputed leader in recycling in Northeast Florida. The official waste provider of the Jags, proudly serving the residents and businesses of Northeast Florida for over 30 years. Call Republic Services for all of your waste and recycling solutions, and they will take it from here. I'll dominate the mock draft when we come back. Jaguars Thursday on Jaguars Radio.
Welcome back to the HananiaAutos.com studio. Jaguars Thursday, driven with SunPass, continues right now.
SunPass is a proud partner of the Jags. Use it to reach your goal, whether that's the Gulf Coast, the Atlantic Coast, the Florida Keys, or even Georgia and North Carolina. SunPass, catch one today. And this portion of Jaguars Thursday is brought to you by Fanatics.com. J.P. Shadrick, Tony Vaselli, Jeff Lagerman, Joe Fortunato. The 2016 Jaguars Radio
Mockery Draft.
Mockery Draft.
It is a mockery. You ruined it, frankly, by picking Shaq Lawson.
I hope you're talking to Jeff.
Right? No, you.
Oh.
JP.
I didn't ruin it.
Yeah,
he's going to be okay. He's
no, you ruined it.
He'll come into form.
You ruined it.
Yeah.
You ruined the franchise.
Now it's your turn to mess up again.
Chip Kelly. He's gonna turn him around.
All right. Who do you got for Detroit?
Okay, Detroit has is on the clock now at the 16th pick. They need to replace a departing wide receiver you might have heard of. So Laquon Treadwell from Ole Miss.
He's already been picked.
No, he hasn't. Oh, God. Come on, man. This is awful.
You're so bad.
Whose idea is this?
One more mistake and you lose your pick.
Did we not just say he'd mess this up again?
You're worse. Jeez. You're worse than the Baltimore Ravens. Not even select. I mean, just don't select and bypass it. You know?
Yeah. Josh Doctson, wide receiver, TCU. Going wide receiver. Got to do it.
Who are you going?
Doctson, D-O-C-T-S-O-N.
All right.
Wide receiver. TCU.
I don't even see him on my list.
Yeah. Well, guess what?
He's there. He is.
He's
going to
be a good player. JP's reaching again.
Way to reach.
No, I'm reaching all right. I'm picking guys already been picked.
There's already a bunch of receivers in front of him.
The Atlanta Falcons.
The Falcons need
17.
A ton of help on the offensive line. They need help on defense, too. But their offensive line about got Matt Ryan killed last year. I'm going to go with Jack Conklin, the big tackle from Michigan State.
Okay.
All right, and Indianapolis Colts, which is – I'm picking next, right? Okay?
Sure.
I just want to make sure, JP,
whatever.
That you –
I'll let you pick. I'm not keeping score anymore.
Now, I might need a little help. Robert
Ndichi.
Mm-hmm. Nkemdiche. He has a
boy, they're not going to go offensive line and try to protect.
I mean, how do you do that?
How about that?
When you've got maybe arguably one of the best defensive players in the draft.
Not very productive. Not always productive. And
he's
has
got a checkered past. But that's a that's not a very good defense in Indy.
Yeah, but the offensive line can't protect the most valuable asset you have.
I know.
That's incredible. So the Colts with Jeff Lagerman go with a defensive tackle. Buffalo at 19. The Buffalo Bills at 19 is Jerron Reed still on the board.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he's off the board now because he's coming to Buffalo.
Oh, you're picking him just because he's from Alabama.
Roll Tide.
Come on.
Yeah, don't worry about that. They have that's an interior defensive lineman,
okay.
And they have a bunch of studs inside already.
Hey, they're going to stack it up. Who's next? The Jets.
The Jets.
At number 20.
The Jets will not be picking offensive line. The Jets are in transition still. They don't have a quarterback. But I don't know if there's a quarterback on the board. Paxton Lynch might be a little – too early. I'm going to go the New York Jets. They have two aging decent receivers. Their offensive line lost their left tackle, but they traded for one. Boy, I'm not sure. The secondary.
Clock's ticking.
We're going to go with McKenzie Alexander, the corner from Clemson. They got an aging Darrell Revis. They got rid of, what's his name? Florida State kid. Been all over the place. Who we, A-Rob ran by for a touchdown.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I don't remember.
All right. So all right, I'm picking now.
Next. You are the Washington Redskins.
Washington Redskins?
Yes, at 21.
Well, I mean, they got a pretty good offensive line. Tell you what, how about we'll kind of go along the wide receiver vein here. Corey Coleman from Baylor.
Yep. Okay, going to the Washington Redskins. The Houston Texans at 22. Oh, boy. Let's see. Houston at 22. Any good receivers out there still? What we got? I'm looking through the list. You just drafted Corey Coleman. Let's see here. Will Fuller, wide receiver. Where's he from? Notre Dame.
All right.
We're digging deep.
You are digging deep.
Who's next? The
Minnesota Vikings
at 23.
Oh, the Vikings. Vikings. Pretty good defense. Got a good linebacking core. Interior defensive line's pretty strong. Offensive line is okay. Young wide receiver group, though. Very young wide receiver group. Interesting pick here. I'm going to go.
It's radio.
I know, I'm thinking. All right, I'm going to go with A'shaun Robinson, the defensive tackle out of Alabama.
It's a good pick. It's a great pick.
All right, Cincinnati Bengals.
What a pick.
They're going to take Leonard Floyd, the outside linebacker defensive end.
Oh, yeah.
From the University of Georgia. Watched him today on film, and he can flat out fly. Very interesting guy because, if he does fall into the second round, the Jaguars would be elated. Very talented player.
The Pittsburgh Steelers have the 25th pick.
And the Pittsburgh Steelers are not happy about Leonard Floyd going one pick before
them. That's right. I agree with that. So they're going to go, why not pick another Bama guy? Reggie Ragland.
Oh, gosh.
Steelers going Ragland.
Okay.
What?
JP.
What?
2 years ago, or last year, they drafted the inside linebacker who could fly, and I can't think of his name right now, from Ohio State. They have the Pro Bowl all-pro player at the other inside linebacker, the Florida State kid. And I can't think of his name. I'm drawing blanks right now. But why would they pick an inside linebacker there?
That's a great question, Tony. I don't know.
Because
JP's
picking
him,
and he's from
Alabama.
I'm
the GM. That's why.
They need safety help desperately. Secondary.
They ain't going to get it in deeper rounds. How about that?
Oh, gosh. All right, who do we got now? Seattle.
Best available player, man. That's our philosophy in Pittsburgh.
I'm going to go – Seattle's going to go with Derrick Henry.
No.
Wow. How about that? Bama guy's flying off the board.
Wow. It was either him or Ryan Kelly, the center. But I'm going to go Derrick Henry. They like that power running game, and they're going to go with him.
Green Bay Packers at 27.
A'shaun Robinson, defensive
He's
tackle.
He's already gone.
Oh, that's right. You picked
Pay
him.
Attention. Here we go.
My bad. William Jackson, cornerback. Houston.
Okay. Yep. Okay, and then the Kansas City Chiefs at 28. Let's see. Any good corners, defensive backs? Going through the list. Let's see who we want. Best available player, cornerback. Kendall Fuller.
You got to be kidding me.
What?
They drafted Marcus Peters was the rookie of the year, led the league in interceptions as a corner.
Well, who'd you draft?
Sean Smith.
Who do you want?
The other corner is a guy who plays at a high level.
Is this the same Fuller?
You just said they played nickel 60% of the time.
They're not going to draft a corner, JP.
Who are they going to draft then?
They have an aging middle inside linebacker. Their receiving core is not very good.
Who did you just pick there, JP?
Kendall Fuller.
Okay. That's not the same Fuller.
Different guy.
We had a Will
different
Fuller.
Guy. Different guy. Yeah.
Kendall Fuller is of the Fuller family of corners in the rest of the league.
All right, so that pick's done.
Yeah, it's a terrible pick.
All right, great. Thanks. Who's next? The Cardinals, right?
Arizona Cardinals are going to go 29. With Paxton Lynch.
Paxton Lynch, quarterback.
Quarterback, wow.
How about that?
Carson Palmer is – they're pretty set to win this year. They got a lot of talent, and they're going to pick for the future.
All right, who we got next? We got the Carolina Panthers.
Got to be a wide receiver, doesn't it?
You would think, but they got one coming back. And right now, the way JP's picking, we're reaching. You know, Carolina Panthers could use a little bit of pass rush help. I'm going to go with Noah Spence.
Yeah, that's not a bad pick.
There you go. And the final pick, number 31 in the first round, the Denver Broncos, the world champions. Remember, they lost a defensive lineman this year to the Jaguars. So you got to go defensive tackle, right? Or not.
Who are you picking?
Pick whoever you want.
Andrew Billings. Baylor.
Andrew Billings.
Defensive tackle. Yeah. Why is that bad? They lost a guy in free agency. They got to fill the spot.
Okay.
Who would you take?
How many do you think we got right? Two?
Yeah, maybe.
I think I got all mine right. I don't know about you guys.
I wouldn't be surprised if Denver goes quarterback, too.
Connor Cook, maybe.
Four first-round quarterbacks.
But I wouldn't be surprised either if the Broncos, probably the best offensive lineman out there is the center from Alabama, Ryan Kelly.
Yeah, offensive line.
He's a really good player. Yeah. Hopefully he falls for the Jaguars.
Yeah, to the second round.
How many Alabama guys in the first round is for the record in our
draft? Well, when you pick them, there's like 10.
You want to take a picture of the board and tweet it out?
Oh, we might do that. Yeah. We might do that during the break.
Yeah, let's not. I'm embarrassed.
So the mockery draft is over for Jaguars Radio.
That's such bad radio.
Get the latest transportation news and information on the award-winning Making Moves TV show. Watch every week on the first Tuesday of the month at 12:30 on Channel 4 and every Thursday after Nightline on ABC 25. We'll go around the National Football League when we come back. It's Jaguars Thursday on Jaguars Radio.
Welcome back to the HananiahAutos.com studio. Jaguars Thursday, driven with SunPass, continues right now.
Check out the Hanania Automotive Group. They've got 10 brands, hundreds of vehicles to choose from, and thousands in savings. J.P. Shadrick, Tony Vaselli, Jeff Logan in the final moments of Jaguars Thursday. The NFL schedule set to be released at 8 o'clock tonight. NFL Network, including the Jags, of course. And check out Jaguars.com right after 8 o'clock for the 2016 regular season schedule. And we got some, that is a shameless plug. So we got some, you got some tweets during the break, Tony. You want to, submit those now? That'd be great. Thank you. And an apology, and a written apology, I'll take that on my desk.
Well,
be great.
First,
thank you.
Let's, a little inside information. JP was cheating during the mock draft. He was stealing information from someone else's mock draft.
That is a false accusation.
After he screwed up the Shaq Lawson pick logs, I look over and he confirmed it during the break. He's on his phone stealing information from someone else's mock draft.
It's not copyrighted material.
You sure about that?
I don't know. Maybe it is.
And I was wrong about Sean Smith. He is now a Raider. He's no longer a Chief.
So why didn't you lead with that?
Maybe the Chiefs will pick a corner.
So that pick was good. You want to concede that pick was good?
I'll concede the pick is good as soon as you tell us whose mock draft you stole that from so you can give the original author credit.
I don't know. I might have deleted it already. Hang on. Let me look and see. Let me reload. Rob Ring. Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it.
So Rob Ring made
CBS
the pick.
CBS Sports.
Made the pick for us.
At least you're honest about it.
I don't think Rob.
No, he was honest. Only that's like your kids being honest when they're forced to be honest and there's no way out.
I don't think Rob would mind. Rob's a friend of the show.
Oh, is he?
Friend of the program. Yeah.
Friend of yours? Personal friend?
No. He's been on our program.
First of all, if we mention this program,
can we get
your
Rob
name
on the phone and say, Rob, hey, JP like, Shadrick, and he's going to go, who?
What show?
He's been on Jaguars.com Live.
What show?
Yeah. Who?
Let's go around the National Football League. The Titans say they might not be done dealing after this blockbuster trade and that there were more solid offers for a deal from other teams. How many trades can you make in one draft cycle here?
Well, you got a lot of picks. They can make a lot of them. I mean,
they could go either way.
They could try to get back up if there's a player they like and make another move.
And when you have that many picks, you know, a general manager that's trying to be smart and build for the future, you know, typically the rule of thumb is if you trade a draft round for a future, it moves up one round. You know, so for a general manager that has a slew of picks in the top 76, which they do, and he's looking to build for the future, I mean, he has no his seat is not hot. His seat is cool. He just got hired. And if you're trying to build for the future – You're going to trade some current picks for future picks and jump up maybe a round. And I'm sure that he's going to find some dance partners willing to be able to stockpile draft picks for the future and maybe kind of lighten load on some of the picks that he's got this year.
And that's a balance, right? If you think this draft is that good at the top, then you pick as many of those guys as you can, right?
Well, you'd like to, but, you know, if somebody's ringing your phone, yeah, if somebody's ringing up your phone and they're saying, hey, look, we want to give you, you know, you just, let's say you're in the late second round and team calls up and says, look, we're willing to give you a first-round pick next year, you know, for that pick. I mean, you would be crazy not to do that, you know. I mean, if a general manager is in win-now mode, he wouldn't do that. But Robinson is not in that kind of mode. He is just fine.
Former Saints defensive lineman Will Smith killed Saturday night, rear endings on both sides, and then a shooting, reports of a loaded gun in Smith's car, and the more details that come out about this, the sadder and sadder it gets, you know?
Not good. You know, first of all, there were two victims. Will Smith's wife was shot twice, once in each leg. And I know that there was another passenger in this fella's car that supposedly shot Will Smith, and they're kind of claiming self-defense or whatever, but then all of a sudden the reports are from the attorneys that from the corner that Will Smith was shot in the back, like six times.
Shot seven times total, once in the chest and six times in the back.
I mean, last time I checked, self-defense, you know, didn't have somebody getting shot in the back. So this is going to get very interesting, and it's tragic that somebody lost their life.
Senseless. Completely senseless.
It is.
Very sad.
DeBrickashaw Ferguson retiring, Jets tackle, 10 years. He missed one snap, and it was not because of injury.
Unbelievably durable. Virginia guy, congratulations to him on a great career.
Oh, he's a Wahoo, huh?
Well, there's not many Virginia guys. I mean, to be able to play the game, and look, I would have loved to have played 10 years. And missed one snap. And the one snap that he missed was because of some kind of, like, special formation. It wasn't because of injury or anything else.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so a tremendous accomplishment to have that type of luck and durability for a 10-year career.
Surprised he did it because he wasn't playing as well as he did at the height of his career, but he's still
very good.
Very good player and could have played, you know, who knows how many years, but he made the decision for whatever reason And what a career.
And there's been a lot of conversation about it, so, you know, because there's been some guys that have retired, and some of them have cited injury concerns, concussions maybe is one. But the other thing is that the money some of these guys are making now are so big. I mean, DeBrickashaw Ferguson had to make, $70
million? Probably.
Probably in his career.
We got to remember he was a first-round draft pick before the rookie wage scale was
in
place.
Yeah, he got a big first deal now, a lot of guaranteed money.
He got a big second deal.
And a third deal. I think he got three deals. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it was only two.
But he made a lot of money.
He's made a lot of money. You know, so all this concern about guys retiring, maybe because of concerns about concussions or head injuries or injury, you know, the other thing is that some of these guys –
10 years, and I just be tired.
They got a lot of bank.
There's a lot of money, a lot of tired, maybe lost a little bit of the passion.
Yeah, but good for him.
This just in fact, Percy Harvin has decided to retire at 27 years of age.
He's been retired, he just didn't know it.
I was going to say, he hasn't played much lately.
You know, he was going to be retired whether he announced it or not.
Opposite end of the spectrum of the guy, DeBrickashaw Ferguson.
Totally opposite. You know, DeBrickashaw Ferguson, consummate pro. Percy Harvin, bad teammate, not a consummate pro.
Another player signed a one-day contract to retire as a Minnesota Viking. We talked about Jared Allen's retirement a few weeks back, but he's officially done now in the league. That's a good player.
Great career. Great career and a guy that had some issues now.
I was going to say, it's a great story because he's a guy in Kansas City, had two DUIs and was one strike away from being suspended for an entire year. And figured it out, did whatever he needed to do. I don't know what his, you know, course of action was, but it worked. And he was a good player even when he was getting in trouble in Kansas City, and became a great player and a solid guy and a good teammate and had a great
and
outstanding
also
career.
Did a lot of great things, I know, to help wounded veterans.
Veterans, yes.
And one of the maybe one of the most entertaining NFL players to ever come through, you know, because, first of all, he had a great personality, very entertaining in interviews. but some of the ways in which he did fundraise, you know, guys have golf tournaments. Like Blake Bortles got the golf tournament this week. Mm-hmm. Jared Allen used to do night vision golf.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You didn't hear about that?
That's pretty cool.
He was just kind of quirky, different, you know, fun, and loved watching him play. I mean, the guy was one heck of a player, one of the all-time leading sackers in the National Football League, and was, I think, a sixth-round pick.
Got the most out of his ability.
Sixth-round pick that they drafted thinking, okay, he'll give us a little depth, and guess what? He can long snap.
How about that?
Pretty good.
Schedule coming out at 8 o'clock tonight, NFL Network and Jaguars.com. We'll see you in a couple weeks, Tony.
Yeah, but yeah, in Dallas next week for the Cotton Bowl Hall of Fame.
Oh, congratulations.
Thanks. Yeah, congratulations. Nice.
I'll be calling in from the if I have time from the Hall of Fame deal.
I got a question.
Yeah.
How does an offensive lineman make a Cotton Bowl Hall of Fame?
Well, it must have been a pretty good game. We won 55-10.
I got to get the film on that guy.
That'll do it for Jaguars Thursday on Jaguars Radio.